Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show. It is a Monday, and I have to tell you, I'm hearing an echo. That's what I have to tell you.
Solana,
not ready. Come on, Solana.
We're good.
All right, hey. Good. Lights off. The Dolphins still have an ability to make me happy on a Sunday.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say something about playoffs or something like that.
Well, I am a believer, but goodness, the Dolphins do have an ability. Now, what I loved yesterday, I was telling Solana off the air, what I loved was like every moment you thought maybe Josh Allen was going to work magic and Buffalo was going to do their thing, like it didn't happen, and it made me smile. When he was doing their version of the tush push, and then it started to go for 500 yards.
Uh-oh.
But the ball came loose. That's what really made me smile, like ear to ear, because I thought that would be the play that is on all the highlight reels. As Buffalo starts their comeback, Josh Allen, on a QB sneak, runs for 35 yards because they couldn't bring him down. And instead, it just ends with him sad on the bench going, I should have just gone down. Like, yeah, that's right. You should have just gone down, big man.
Yeah. When the Bills started getting points, I bet it. Because I'm like, they're coming back. They just had a bad first half, and then they started rolling. Yeah, man, they look good. But it's the ups and downs that kill me. It's the emotional abuse the Dolphins give you, because watching that damn game, I'm like, where was this? I'm Leonardo DiCaprio sitting on the couch pointing. Where was this?
It was truly enjoyable. It really was. It was just enjoyable. From start to finish, it was enjoyable. And I was pleasantly surprised that the Dolphins can make me feel that way.
Yes.
Because I kind of had given up on feeling that way. Even the Atlanta game, which was fun, it doesn't have the same juice as doing that to Buffalo, especially when we, you know, watched them celebrate at Elbow Room all weekend long. And like there was something so enjoyable about that stadium having a bunch of Bills fans in it. And the Dolphins just came out like the Tasmanian Devils and just put a whooping on them.
It's the big dogs we bring up every time we talk NFL. Or AFC, at least. Ravens, Chiefs, Bills. You go out and whoop one of them, you're doing something. And we got whooped by one last week. Oh, damn. The Bills are coming. Who think we're better than the Ravens. We're going to lose. We like, hell, we're going to lose by 50. And you dominate the game. Not just win it late or get a lucky bounce. You dominate the entire game. It's a tease. It is a
Solana
tease.
Solana has said for several years now that if the Dolphins can beat the Bills or a good team in November or December, then he's a believer in everything that they put together. So I'm imagining you're a believer in everything the Dolphins have put together. Probably got rid of Chris Greer too soon. I just want to point out this was done with Chris Greer's players. Right?
Oh.
Champ
Kelly got him going,
this,
baby.
This was done with Chris Greer's players. Who's that cornerback?
Juju.
That's a Chris Greer signing, right? That was an off-season Chris Greer signing, right?
It was.
Juju Brent, baby.
That dude might be the best corner in the league. That's a Chris Greer guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody slow your roll, but I'm guessing you're on board. Solana, you finally saw what you needed to see.
Hey, why not us?
Why not us?
Why not us?
I figured it out, though. Why it's so much up and down. We have ADD offensively. We run out of stuff too fast. Like, think about how they played that game, the running game, the play action, where Tua thrives, where Waddle thrives. As I'm watching their offense the entire game, it looked the same. There was no five wide every other play.
Right.
We locked in. We ran the damn ball to our best player.
Running the ball was working. He when it's not working,
he just told, he just
yeah. Like, but it's so easy to say when it's not working. No. You just got to stick with it, man. That is the most frustrating thing to watch, or I imagine coach, is to stick with something that is visibly not working.
But let's go to five wide, four wide, and through three interceptions while we're doing it. Let me just see you try to run the
fight.
Try to run the damn ball. Defensively, too, I figured it out. Our blitzes are all pass blitzes. They're all sack blitzes. We don't call blitzes to stop the run. So if the team's running on us, our blitzes are going to be garbage. We play a have-the-lead game. And it would be obvious that we play have-the-lead game when 2 years ago you were leading the league in offense.
Right.
So, we're setting this team up to have a lead. Then we don't get leads. We have to get away from the run play action and we're running pass blitzes in the run plays, and they're gashing our ass. I figured, I'm watching the game. I'm like, hey, they should bring me in. I can fix this team. Me and Chris Greer.
It's everybody slow your roll. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. But, man, that was fun. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. From BetOnline, the Dolphins look ahead line for Washington in Spain on Sunday. Dolphins were 2-point underdogs. After the games yesterday, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. There was a 4.5-point swing, according to BetOnline, on Dolphins odds for Sunday.
Dolphins with a big win, and the Commanders with an ass kicking too. He got whooped.
Just the other way.
Goodness gracious.
So do you think? I mean, I think you go to España and put up a second consecutive dub, and then who's after that? It's New Orleans,
and then the Jets.
Yeah, we got a garbage little run.
Well, holy mackerel.
Chris Perkins told me yesterday on the pregame show, he's like, guys, if they can figure out how to win tonight or today, a 4-0 run isn't out of the question.
Absolutely not.
And his process was correct in the sense that, like, hey, you can turn it around with a statement win today, and then the schedule loosens up a little bit. And I told him, Perk, you're 100% correct, but I'm willing to bet my mortgage that the Dolphins, this team, this iteration of the Dolphins, can't win four straight games. I don't care who they're playing. They could be playing FIU all four games. I wouldn't put money on them to go 4-0. But I don't know. I mean, that was impressive
and then,
yesterday.
So then you'd be what? You'd be 6-7?
Mm-hmm.
You lose to the Browns and the Panthers. You beat the Bills. One of these teams are going to look very overwhelming to us, fellas. I don't want to be negative on a win Monday.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun yesterday. We have a chance for you to win a $50 gift card today and every day this week to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. Got football, basketball, hockey, college basketball, soccer playoffs. I mean, just keep listening. We will give away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every day this week. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk some Dolphins with him. So let's get headlines sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Yesterday, I don't know where you guys want to start. What I have prepared for this opening segment is just to glaze Devon Achan because, man, won the game.
So
won the game in the second half yesterday.
I had three bets working yesterday. One of them was Achan over, I think it was 63.5 yards rushing. Almost hit it in the first half. I think he ended with 61. Then I had Achan over 25 yards rushing in each half, which he blew that away.
Yes.
So those were two winners. The other bet that I had was Bills minus 14. I had bought it up to 14. And I had bet double what I normally bet because that's how certain I was. They were just going to keep handing the ball to Devon Achane, but it wasn't going to amount to anything because the Bills were going to do whatever they wanted. So I ended up completely even yesterday on my bets. But Achane is that dude.
Yes.
Every time he touches the ball, it's just amazing.
They put the other running backs in there and give them the ball, and they get nothing.
Yeah, Jalen Wright did not spark the same kind of frenzy from the fan base that he did the first time that he was getting the balls. And Ollie Gordon does his thing.
It was like the same play. Ollie gets it. Yeah. Jalen gets it. It goes nowhere.
Jalen must have been tackled for a loss three times.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like, give the ball to A-Chan. Just give it to him. What are we doing with tricking right now? What the hell is Jalen got doing in the game?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple storylines before the game. We'll talk about the game all day, but just to get this out of the way, Tom Pelissero, leading up to the game yesterday, reported that the Bills had actually reached out to the Dolphins, were aggressive, pursuing Jalen Waddle, and reportedly offered a first-round pick for two drafts from now, so 2027, not the upcoming NFL draft. I believe there was a second-round pick discussion as well for this upcoming draft. The Dolphins, according to the report, wanted the pick to be in 2026, and they didn't obviously pull the trigger. Jalen Waddle had the first or the second touchdown yesterday. It was a dart from Tua. And then we found out that multiple teams were very aggressive in trying to land Devon Achane prior to the deadline. Also, clearly the Dolphins weren't blown away by any of the two offers for either guys.
I'm happy they kept Achane. And obviously there was no offer that was worth their time.
A one and a two for Waddle?
But it would have been a very late one, right? Because it's Buffalo. Would have been a late one. One would assume.
Unless next year
Josh Allen
got hurt.
One would assume, right? So you look at the track record. You're Champ Kelly. You look at it and you go, okay, it's a first-round pick, but is it the 26th pick? Is it the 27th pick? Right. So that, and then the second-round pick, I mean,
it could be in the 60s.
It's one. I mean, you're literally, like, he's your number one. My guess is Tyreek isn't coming back. I don't think he's going to be interested in, you know, taking a team-friendly deal. There will be a team out there that wants to pay him. Mm-hmm. So if you think Jalen Waddle is that dude, like, you paid him like he is. You need a receiver who's making that kind of money on your roster. So I'm okay with that. Now, if it was like if you thought it was going to be a top 15 pick, that's a completely different story. But late first round, 2 years away, I can see where that didn't appeal enough.
Yeah, but if you're really rebuilding, that'd be two ones and two twos in 2 years.
Right.
I would have thought it makes sense though. I didn't think about the thought of so you have the 18th and now you have the 29th and then the 61st.
Right. It's like are we markedly getting better?
Yeah, but I just we have to get young cheap talent to rebuild this thing.
If it's not the Bills, another team offered a first round pick and a second round pick for Waddle. Do the Dolphins take it? I think this comes down to what team offered
that? Well, that's certainly part of it, right? You don't want to go in division on something like that. If it was, again, our first-round pick this season and next season, you hold your nose and you go, okay, we'll keep it in the division. But in that instance, right. So if it's, I don't know, the Chargers who are offering that and you think, oh, or the Rams, you go, oh, this might be a late-round pick. Maybe you consider it more.
I just, fellas, I don't hate Waddle. I know y'all want to say I hate Waddle. I don't dislike him. I just don't see him as a top guy. Like, he's well out of the top five, probably out of the top 10 in the NFL. Maybe late teens if you want to really rank him.
Yeah, but I think you have to change your perspective on our conversations last week, knowing that the Bills were offering a one and a two. I mean, they got what I think they wanted. Again, if it wasn't the Bills, do they make do they pull a trigger? Maybe. But I'll tell you right now, imagine yesterday having to watch Josh Allen throw to Jalen Waddle, even knowing the capital you got in return, it would have stung.
Yeah.
It would have sucked.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And then to watch them, you know, roll.
Wait till you watch, and it's not even in our conference, but wait till you watch Jalen Phillips with 3 sacks tonight.
Damn it! Waddle's the best receiver on the Bills right now, hands down.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Shakir and Keon Coleman. Yeah, Waddle.
I wasn't even rooting for the Bills, and Shakir was annoying me. he was annoying me. He was short on first downs. He was not catching the ball.
Well, unless, you know, you're lined up against Ethan Bonner, then you're Randy Moss.
That was the funniest thing. I thought of Solana. I thought of Solana immediately because he has hated Ethan Bonner from the jump. And Ethan Bonner finally cracked, not the starting lineup, but was just in the lineup. And they went, oh, no, this was a big mistake. And you realized why he's been inactive. Because he didn't even have the I don't know who caught that touchdown.
Keon Coleman, I think.
Yeah, he didn't have a concept that the ball was in the air and coming towards him. And I believe Keon Coleman was yelling, hey, ball's coming to me. Ball, like his arms were in the air. He was turned around for several seconds. Ethan Bonner looked like he was, I don't know what he was looking at. He was not looking at the play. Like that Keon Coleman couldn't believe what was happening. I couldn't believe it. I watched that and I was like, oh, Solana's so right on this guy. And then the next series, Bonner was nowhere to be seen.
His parents jumped up. Ethan's in.
Yeah, that was brutal.
No, Lillian, Ethan's out. That was brutal.
When Riley Patterson missed the PAT, I threw my phone to the side. I'm like, I'm not checking this thing the rest of the game. But then Ethan Bonner got benched, and I'm like, you know what? I'll check my phone
all
day.
I'm a genius.
You know what? I think it was you and Tobin talking about, you bring up Chris Greer, where the Ethan Bonners are why Chris Greer shouldn't be here anymore.
All these filler pieces that he thought were something.
Kept him around for 3 years. Yeah. Tanner Connor. You know, I hate him because he can't hear. 3 years. Yeah. Like that's
back on
where
the practice squad,
it.
This Tanner Connor.
Hey, come on, champ Kaylee. Learn something from man Greer.
I do love, like, Chris Greer's gone. The first thing McDaniel does, hey, champ, this Tanner Connor, get him the F out of here, man.
Right. We'll bring him back for the practice squad. I got you, coach.
Like, you sure nobody's going to poach him? Like, trust me, bro. Nobody's going to poach that guy.
And yesterday, we called the earliest timeout in NFL history.
That was the funniest damn thing I have ever seen. And obviously, they were either going to get penalized twice before the first snap, or they had to call the earliest timeout in NFL history. There was no winning choice for Mike McDaniel there. Either way was going to be laugh out loud funny. The notion that you've lost a timeout when the clock reads 15 minutes was truly remarkable. But it also would have been remarkable for them to have had two penalties before the game started.
Not a snap. First and 25. Try to explain that to a kid trying to watch the game with
you. It's impossible. DJ texted me because he was watching the Bears game. He texted me. He goes, hey, what's going on? I saw that the Dolphins used a timeout before the game started.
We want to get ready. Y'all were ready. We're ready.
There's the run by A-chan, Patrick Pohl. Great block. Was
Look
a good,
at that turtleneck from Herm Edwards. Uh-huh. Holy mackerel. Herm brought out the high turtleneck.
Like, it got wrinkles in it.
Holy mackerel. There's extra turtle on that neck.
It's covering his earlobes, man.
Holy mackerel. That's like, ever see girls they used to wear, like, the turtlenecks would go up to their nose? Like, that was fashion for a minute.
Remember that window.
Man, Herm Edwards, turtleneck.
He ready. He ready for the winter.
They said, Herm, you know that there's an Arctic blast coming? He goes, I'm bringing out the turtleneck.
Patriots, just because they're showing the highlights, looked impressive. That was probably the best win of the season.
Drake May, man. Drake May or Matt Stafford, who's going to be your league MVP? What?
Crazy talk.
Crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.